Our guest is author Margaret Hawkins. She's author of the book, How We Got Barb Back. Her sister, promising young woman, suddenly became withdrawn and went through other terrors associated with schizophrenia. We'll be back with our guest after this. Margaret Hawkins has a sister who, when she was very young, showed all kinds of promise, a very bright girl, great-looking girl. She marries a professor. She follows her husband overseas. Prior to her departure, the family had noticed a change in Barb. When she came back 3 years later from Iraq, she had totally changed, totally withdrawn, and showing other symptoms of the dreaded mental disorder, schizophrenia. Fortunately, there is a happy ending to this story, folks. You can read it for yourself in Margaret Hawkins' book, How We Brought Barb Back. And Margaret is our guest this morning. Margaret, let's talk about the road back. How did it all begin?
Well, when my mother died, my father arranged for me to be put on a legal document along with him as my sister's legal guardian, so that when he died, I took over and I became a guardian. And at this point, this is a very dark period. She was living in the house where she lived with my parents for 32 years, and since she had come back from Iraq, and I needed to find help. So I talked to people who talked to people who talked to people who found a wonderful social worker who started coming to the house, and she found a psychiatrist who made a house call, and he diagnosed her. And he prescribed a very, very small dose of an antipsychotic called Risperdal. And
so how long, did she ever come back? Did she ever become the Barb that you remembered?
Well, yes and no. That's a complicated question. I mean, you know, many decades had passed since she fell ill. So she still, you know, she still suffers from many of the symptoms of schizophrenia. And she's, you know, she is, I think sometimes she still hears voices, but they're quieted. She's still afraid to leave the house, but she'll sit on the porch with me. Sometimes she'll even walk into the yard. But there's all these things she couldn't do before, you know, and she seems to enjoy life, you know. She reads and she will answer the phone. She never answered the phone before. She wouldn't sit at the table and eat with me. Now she, you know, we can have conversations that are cogent and interesting. Her sense of humor is back. She always had a really, you know, a really sharp wit, and that's returned. So she's, I think the crucial thing to me is that she seems to enjoy life now.
And as she has recovered, at least to a large degree, has she been able to understand better what she's facing, what happened to her?
That's a great question. I think to some extent, I've certainly given her this book. I was there over Sunday, and over there on Sunday, and she said, "I'm almost finished reading How We Got Barb Back," she said. And so I think she is curious to know what people think happened to her. So I think she's beginning to explore that, too.
Any regrets or recriminations on her part? I mean, does she look back and realize that she effectively lost a lot of years, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And, boy, I wondered about that a lot as this process started. And I thought, when she wakes up, she's going to be, you know, relieved, but also, you know, just furious that this hadn't happened sooner. But, you know, she doesn't seem to feel that way at all. And, I don't know. I can't fully, of course, I can't read her mind. But she doesn't seem bitter or angry. She seems grateful, and she seems to enjoy what she has and this broader life she has now.
Was your sister, has she been able to interact with other schizophrenics to help her understand her disease?
I wish she would. She has not so far. This wonderful social worker who comes to the house, for a while she was coming every week until we got things stabilized. And she works with an agency that's very flexible and really made all this possible. I'm so grateful to them. but they have a wonderful day program, and they bring they call them their members, people, adults with serious mental illnesses, into their offices on a daily basis for this day program. And they all have all these cool things they do. They go on trips, and they have musical programs. And I've certainly tried to get Barb to go to that, and I'm hoping one day she'll agree. But right now, she doesn't interact with other schizophrenics.
In terms of treatment, have treatments improved? Is there more that can be done for Barb than was initially with that initial drug treatment that she was given?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the initial drug treatment just started. I mean, that just started in 2007. So this, and it's a very, it's a new wave of antipsychotic that is a little more subtle and a little less, you know, has fewer side effects. And so this has been, you know, very good for her. And some of the drugs that were available when she first came back, if she had been on those drugs, I was so aware that this was going to become my job at some point. I mean, I just sort of knew that. And it was partly just the luck of the draw, and it was partly my nature, a kind of stubbornness that, you know, I had this belief that something could be done, and I wanted to do it, and my parents were resistant. And so I just knew at some point I was going to take over. And so I, you know, for a while I resented it. I, you know, sort of fought against it. But I ultimately embraced it. I'm very happy to be doing this, really. And it really makes me happy to be able to help her. And also, I hope, you know, through writing this book, help a lot of other people who have this problem. You know, someone said what seems to be a curse. I've been very fortunate. People have been very welcoming and warm and positive about it, and particularly people who either have schizophrenia in their family, people with siblings. I mean, the wonderful woman who's a psychiatrist who wrote the foreword to the book, Dr. Carolyn Spiro, wrote a book called Divided Minds about her, with her twin sister who is schizophrenic. And she's been very supportive. Mark Vonnegut, who's the son of the author Kurt Vonnegut, who wrote a wonderful book about schizophrenia called The Eden Express in his 20s, and has now written another book about it, has been very supportive and wrote something about it. So there have been a lot of people who've embraced the book and the story, and I'm very grateful.
How do we get the book, Margaret?
Well, you can order it on Amazon.com. You can get it, at least in the States, you can get it at Borders and Barnes & Noble. And you can either buy it at most independent bookstores, or you can certainly order it from them.
Right, certainly. And check out your local bookstore, everybody, or some of the larger outlets here in Canada, like Chapters, for example. But certainly, try out your local bookstore. And no doubt, if they don't have the book by Margaret Hawkins, they certainly will be able to bring it in for you. Fascinating story, fortunately with a happy ending in this case. Our guest has been Margaret Hawkins. The book is How We Got Barb Back. Margaret, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Fascinating story.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me.
All the best to you. All right, there we go. Interesting lady, interesting story. Check that one out.